name is Matthew Havel, and this song is called Diamonds Out of Coal.
I grew up in southeast Wisconsin, bounced around a couple different towns. Saxophone in school was my first instrument, and then I started picking up guitar about 13. My first professional show, paid show, was at 18, and I've been playing ever since in southeast Wisconsin mostly.
Feels like I'm being used. Yes, I've been abused, both neglected and too often confused.
A cousin came over one time and I had this old broken guitar with two strings, so all we could play was Nirvana bar chord songs, power chord songs. And he taught me a Nirvana song so that I could sing it, actually, and then after my parents watched me play a two-string guitar for more than a year, they finally bought me my own. Spent a lot of time in my room learning that thing and just fell in love with it. Take some lessons from a local named Dan Johnston, very, very good teacher, but that was years after I had been playing. I already knew all the chords and stuff. It was a chance to play with somebody and learn more.
Well, here I am, the same old same man I know, and I know if I play the game that I go the same old way.
A lot of what I write is totality of all my influences over the years created whatever it is that I, my style. That is a struggle to label my sound. I think we mostly go with acoustic rock, with jazz blues influences, when people ask if they want a tagline or something. But to be honest with you, I'm kind of averse to genre labels and things. I don't really know what my sound is. I can tell you that the short answer I usually give to friends and family is I grew up on Bill Withers, Paul Simon, Van Morrison, Dave Matthews, and it's probably this, amalgam of those styles.
As far as I can tell, I'm under your spell. Do one too many coins in the wishing well. Just another trick. It's just a common wish, a dream that I can't seem to kick.
In the audience, sometimes you're trying to make them happy and dance, and sometimes you're trying to make them feel something. Sometimes there's a lyrical message that you hope gets across. In totality, at the end of the night, I hope they just feel good and want to see it again. I think the first thing I think of when you ask what stands out in Milwaukee is just the plethora of great talent in this city. But I wish there was a little more embracing of the local original artist, singer, songwriter, because that's where everything you loved comes from. Every song you love at some point was in a garage and someone was writing it. And it almost feels like there's so much original music here in this city, and it seems a shame that there's not more of a prominent outlet for it. I would say most of my shows are intimate, whether I'm plugged in or not. I mean, they're always right there, the types of venues I play. So, but something like this is even more intimate. It's stripped bare, to use the cliche, you're naked. Everything, there's no help with sound or reverb or effects.
It really doesn't matter what you've been sold. You can make a diamond out of this coal. No.
And it's a test of your abilities and to be able to grab attention of people. I think intimate settings are exactly where people need to start as well, because I think you learn more lessons doing intimate events. You get better acquainted with your instrument and the audience.
You can make a diamond out of make a diamond out of make a diamond out of this coal.